morning. My guest this morning is Eartha McClelland from CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about CASA.
Well, CASA is a private nonprofit. We're staffed by volunteers. It's a national organization, although it's county-based, because we work under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court system, which is county judges. Sonoma County CASA just celebrated our 20th anniversary in 2016, although CASA as an organization has been around since the 70s. In this county, it was started by Judge Arnold Rosenfield. Millie Gilson is our executive director. And we serve about, I think we currently have about 180 youth being served at this time by about 165, 170 volunteers.
Oh, that's a good ratio.
The reason for the discrepancy in the number is that generally we're assigned to one child, although sometimes a sibling group.
And what do you do? What do you do for them? What are their problems?
Well, their problems are myriad.
Right.
For a child, as you can imagine, abuse and or neglect has to be pretty severe for the juvenile courts to intervene.
Right.
So that has already occurred. When a child enters the juvenile court system, they really enter a sea of professionals who are there to support them. That could be psychiatrists, psychologists, probation officers, one or two social workers. It could be a group home leader. It could be a foster parents. And all of those are professional relationships. We're really there to provide a personal relationship with the child. And I always think of us as the center of the wheel that all the spokes pass through, because I think that we're the only one who all of those various elements speak to. And in fact, twice a year, we have to write a court report to the judge who oversees the child's case. And that report is serious business. We have to be very detailed. We're highly trained to do it. And it's about 7 pages long. So we need to make sure that in that time, we're in close touch with the child's teachers, their foster parents, their birth parents, police, probation officer, really everyone who has contact with the child, so that we can make an informed report to the court that then can influence the child's placement and the other resources that are made available to the child.
How many children does your office serve at a given time for the most part?
I would say about 160, 170. Now, there are about, I believe, 600 children who are in the juvenile court system right now. And we always have a waiting list of CASAs. We generally have about 50 kids on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
So not every child who enters foster care is assigned to a CASA. That is done through social workers and the juvenile court justices.
How do they come to you? How do these children come to you?
I think that that social workers may petition a judge or ask a judge to assign a child a CASA, and then the case is given over to the CASA organization where they're matched with a volunteer, with an appropriate volunteer.
It must be very difficult.
It is difficult. It's, I should say, for me, the word is, can be heartbreaking.
Yes, sure.
But I've seen many positive outcomes. And in fact, at our holiday event last year, we had a judge speak very eloquently about how important the written reports are to him in making judgments about what should happen to the child. So that's very gratifying.
You're dealing in matters of life and death all the time. These kids are depending on you, really, to continue living.
I think that can be true. One of the things we learn in our trainings is that we provide consistency. The adults in these children's lives have failed them time and time again. And so something that's drilled into us is when you say you're going to call, call. When you say you're going to show up, show up. And I think that children, like all living things, respond to kindness and care. And so even when sometimes you might have a youth who's a little difficult at first or who might not be looking to connect with, you know, say a 60-something-year-old woman, they do respond to kindness and to care. And the results have been very positive.
Excellent.
There's a training beginning July 20th.
Okay.
It goes July 20th to the 25th, and we really need men because young boy CASAs, our youth really would like male CASAs. Thank you so much.
Sure. Let's also tell people that to contact CASA, you can online go to sonomacasa.org, on Facebook, to Sonoma County CASA, and the telephone number is 565-6375. Thanks for listening. I'm Lynn Jeff Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.